Melissa in the Morning chats with career strategist and workplace expert, Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job, now on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Connecticut's Department of Labor just dropped a new report, and while we are starting off 2025 strong in the employment numbers for Connecticut, there are a lot of unknowns, certainly at the federal level, right? I mean, things feel like they're changing constantly, but I think it's important that we get advice on networking, and Julie feels the same way. The reason I say that is because whether you are in a place where you want to jump ship and just go to a different job in that same industry, you want to change industries, you want to advance your career, I mean, wherever you stand in your employment journey, the art of networking is so essential. So I guess we start with that, Julian. Why do you professionally feel that networking is so important?
You know, I've been around this block so many times.
You don't look
so many years. Yeah, that I don't even want to count. And the one thing that has remained the same, no matter what, no matter back in the day when people stayed in touch by sending letters and talking on the corded telephone, or today when we are so wired, you know, through technology that it's hard to remember a time when we weren't. The one thing that has stayed absolutely the same is the best and the most common way to get a job is through someone we know or someone we meet through the job search process. And I remember when things like job boards first came to be, and it was like, oh my gosh, these are going to change everything. They've changed nothing except increasing the amount of frustration that people have when they look for a job. And we've talked about job boards before, how the AI has allowed them to become so scammy, in addition to just the plain old human scammers that are out there. So job boards have just become a just dumpster fire. And so we tell people, really use them for information, but don't use them as your only source. So,
like, don't make them your crutch, essentially.
No. So you know, when we hear the word networking, I wish we could just change the name, because people think about themselves in a big room with lots of people and a little sticky name tag.
Right.
On
it sounds stressful and enforced and inauthentic. I agree, Julie Bauke.
Yeah.
I would call it human connection on a workforce
exactly.
level. I don't know what you'd call that, but yes, that's what it is.
So what I would say is keep your connections alive. Keep your relationships alive, and they don't have to be. So think about yourself in the center of concentric circles. And so there are all these rungs out from you, all these levels. And not everybody you know is your work BFF or your professional BFF, but there are people you know and people that know you, that it's important that when you're working in a job, you do not keep your head down and ignore what's going on around you. It's a danger, and it's something that is very tempting because we think, phew, I've got a job. Looks like we're good. According to that report on WICC, we're good in our industry. You know, never, ever, ever let yourself relax into that. And so the value of keeping those relationships alive, you don't have to talk to people weekly. You do need to sustain and figure out who your best contacts are. And let me give you my definition of networking, because there's a lot in that that really tells you what's so important. It's building and maintaining mutually beneficial relationships that align with your goals. So what that means is you can't be a taker. And so many people, especially when they're in that, oh my gosh, I just lost my job panic, they're like, oh, I need all these people I need to reach out to, but I haven't talked to them for like 5 years. That's a problem. Because if you only reach out to people when you need something, then you are a user and you will not get a call back. And if that is your MO and you are just, what can you do for me in all of your interactions? And especially when you've lost a job or think you might, it's very easy for it to become all about you because you're in panic mode.
Right.
But
But then how do you become a giver, if you will? So I totally understand what you're saying. Like, don't be just a taker. But how do you, I mean, when you say that, do you offer resources back? What if it's a really powerful person who probably feels like they don't really need much from you?
I'll tell you what, the most, it is the power of even asking. Let's say you've got a neighbor or someone that is in an industry you'd like to be in. Mm. And you think, oh, I don't want to reach out to them. What do I have to offer instead? What do I have to offer? So instead, sometimes it is just fine for you to say, thank you so much for your time. I know that you're really into this or that, or you've said that you're interested in finding out more about this or that. Let's say you're just in casual conversation. Mm-hmm. I happen to know about that. Be happy to help you. Or if there's anything I can ever do to help you, please don't.
Just the offer.
Yes. And a nice thank you note or email even to say, I really appreciate your time. Here's two or three things I took away from it. And again, please, you know, if there's ever any way I can help you, that is so classy and professional.
I would think too, Julie Balke, even just engaging. So if you're somebody who, you know, is in a position where you need more help than you can give, if you will, I think sometimes what I have found, like even from interns who I've worked with years and years ago, I always enjoy, like there's one intern I had from a couple of years, but actually you spoke to her on the air, Katie, who was at the time a high schooler. So Katie's now a sophomore in college. But Katie does, you know, she works for the radio station at her college right now. She will send me like air checks sometimes just to be like, hey, I just want to show you what's happening here. And so there's not much Katie could, I guess, do for me as far as professionally, but I love hearing from her. I love hearing her updates or she'll do news articles and she's like, hey, I just thought you would love to hear what's going on. And if you ever need anybody to talk about this, like a state matter, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So even just engaging in just saying like, hey, I know this is something that we worked on together. I would love to just share it with you. Like, and thank you again for whatever. I think that goes a long way, too.
Well, that is the definition of a mutually beneficial relationship.
Right.
Because you get something out of it. You get to feel like you were maybe a part or you were a part of this young woman's career. And she's sending you information that might be helpful. So let's say you do meet with somebody and they give you some good ideas and they mention that they're having a hard time finding a good dog sitter or they're thinking about going to Greece. You know, if you have expertise or even of just a little nugget in either of those areas, as an example, then that is considered a give. And we feel like, you know, I find sometimes with young people, they can help. Like you might have a question for Katie about something her radio station's doing that you're thinking of doing at WICC. And so the older she gets, the further she gets into her career, the more she'll be able to offer. But the opposite of that is what I experience sometimes. Mm. So, well, you know, will you network with me, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's a friend of a friend or something. And so I'll talk to them and I'll give them some thoughts and ideas. And I will say to them, please stay in touch. Let me know how the interview goes, or let me know, you know, how your search is going.
Do they ghost you, Julie Balke?
Yes.
You cannot ghost Julie Balke. Julie, hold on. We're going to come right back. I cannot even believe that, but I guarantee that happens to a lot of people where they get ghosted after they've given you resources or time or energies. I'm still shocked somebody ghosted you, Julie Balke, but would you say that that's pretty common? We've got Julie Balke here, our career strategist. We're talking about the art of networking. And if you ask someone to help them, or you network with somebody, you connect with somebody, collaborate, what have you, and then they give you that help. How do you feel like that's a pretty common thing? People just kind of are like, all right, sweet, see ya. And they just never follow up. They never. And if that is common, do you feel like it's because people don't actually know how to network properly?
Yeah. Yes to all that. I do think it's common. I'll say to people now, I mean it. I want you to let me know where you ended up, and want you to let me know how this interview went. Please just circle back. I mean, seriously. And probably, you know, 7 out of 8 people don't.
Wow.
And what that says to me is you were using me because I'm really, you know, when I give you an hour of my time, I'm giving you my advice, my experience, and I just want to know how it works out. And maybe that's just me. But what we tell our clients is when you're in a job search, one of the best things you can do as you're out networking and speaking to people, even if it's a phone call or a Zoom or anything, is assume, unless they tell you otherwise, that they want to be kept apprised of your progress. And you can even just do a quick email with everybody on the BCC list and just say, you know, if you're apologize for the group email here, but if you're receiving this, you've been a part of my journey, and I wanted to let you know that I landed a job with XYZ, and I'm going to be doing this, and everybody who's receiving this, you played even a very small part to a large part of my ability to land this job.
Mm.
All of a sudden, you have kept the door open for future contact. So imagine the opposite. I spend time with you. You never get back to me. I will remember that. And then someday when you need help again, I'm not really available.
Mm.
You know, I think and this is where in my definition of networking, the term mutually beneficial comes in. If you only contact people in your personal life or your professional life, when you need something, then you are a user. And you are not going to get those calls back. And when I think about the people in my career who've been like that, I could probably name them.
Because it's so true, Julie.
I remember that.
It's true. Well, and it's so funny, Julie, because I also think back to your earlier point of you just never know when the reciprocated party will say, you know, hey, I need something from you. Because it's funny, in this job that I have right now, my very first internship when I was 19 years old, 18, 19, I don't know, I was a freshman in college, was working at WACC and WEB 108, our sister station, and I was working for the creative director at the time, but I had gotten connected to the on-air talent who still work at WEB, you know, this is now almost 20 years later. And what's amazing is, you know, they were so nice and you know, brought me into the studios and I had nothing to do with the work that they were doing, but I just connected, which I think is another point of there's no such thing as kind of a waste of networking. Because to your point, if it's something of interest, then you should network with them. You should connect with them. But years and years down the road, I stayed in touch with the jocks. And one of them in particular, who still, like I said, works at WEB, Danny Lyons, our midday host, he would follow my news accounts. And we stayed in touch. We'd comment on each other's pictures, you know, all that. Very simple, just staying in touch. And then 15 years later, he's like, we need a backup news reporter whenever our news guy is off. And that's how I got reconnected to WACC literally more than a decade after I'd interned there. And it's like, and who knew, right? I mean, that was an on-air host. Right. I had no interest in being an on-air host for radio, nothing like that. But it's you just never know. You never know how that's going to work out.
Right. And it doesn't have to be all-consuming. So here's my challenge to our listeners. I want you to find one. Let's just say one. That's all. One person in your professional past, could be a year ago, could be a few years ago. Reach out to them.
Mm.
Reach out. Hey, so-and-so, was thinking of you and the good times we had at here, or saw this article, thought of you. Reach out to someone from your professional past. You decide who and how far back, and connect with them.
I have such an easy idea for that, Julie Bauke. Are you ready for this? Take the link to this podcast when we post it. Take it and share it and say, you know what? When I was listening to this conversation, I was like, you know, I want to reach out to so-and-so. Use this as your conversation starter.
Flattering.
Look at that. I'm just saying. Right? Like, hey, you know, when I was listening to this conversation between, you know, these two ladies on WACC, I thought, man, I really have managed. How are you? I would love to hear how things are going. Right. And then you could just share this link.
So flattering.
And there you go.
That is so flattering.
See?
And if one person doesn't respond, it's okay. Go to a second one. And so you can follow me on Julie on the Job on TikTok or Instagram or, you know, send me a note through LinkedIn and let me know how it went.
Love that.
Or tell Melissa and she'll send it to me. How did it go? And it's about connections. It's always about connections.
I love
personal
that.
And professional mm-hmm. connections. How you show up and how willing you are to help others. When you are ready to move on or you lose your job, it is very easy to reconnect with people
mm-hmm.
if the last time you connected with them wasn't 5 to 10 years ago when you needed something.
Right, right. And I couldn't agree with you more. And Julie, I appreciate you breaking down the art of networking, certainly, or making those connections and the importance of it. It really is significant. So thank you so much. And for those of you who do want to use this conversation as a way to kind of get reconnected, we'll post it to our website, voiceofct.com. Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome. Talk next week.
All right. Sounds good.